Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Good morning, everyone. Our guest today, John Rotz, is an outstanding pioneer in the growing genre of transformational entertainment and media, and is the founder of GATE. And what exactly is GATE? Well, we know one thing. It stands for Global Alliance for Transformational Entertainment.
That's right.
And today's conversation with you, John, we'll hear more about it, I'm sure. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. Well, Paula, it looks like John certainly began his journey opening doors for others he may never have initially imagined. And his spirit soars with ease, capturing the creative essence that empowers others in their journeys and nourishing their souls so they, too, can pay it forward with ongoing transformation that continues in meaningful ways.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
Beautiful.
Well, John, well, you've been a personal manager for the entertainment industry, representing both high-profile celebrity actors and musicians. And John's been a successful stockbroker, a major executive at a public relations agency, a professional blues and rock guitarist, wow, a publicist, and a leading-edge newsletter. And he has a leading-edge newsletter. And what really is outstanding is he's an administrator of one of the Southern California's most forward-looking holistic health clinics. John, when you first started to walk out into the business world, did you ever think that you would be involved with the entertainment industry?
You know, I did, because it's been a theme throughout my life. From probably about the age of 8 or 9, I was involved in entertainment. And so it's been a recurring theme, though I confess I had no idea it would evolve to what is now GATE. That was completely unexpected and quite a surprise.
Well, before GATE, you actually were the CEO for Visioneering.
The Visioneering Group. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I still am. Visioneering is a marketing and public relations firm that for the past almost 25 years has been promoting, you could say, consciousness-based projects, whether it's been films or working with books and authors or special events or spiritual teachers. We've been a pioneering, possibly the first public relations firm to exclusively represent this category. And it's been a journey. We've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients and have been honored to serve all of them.
Well, this is how Taz and I learned about you, because we've been working with the Visionary Group for quite a while.
Yes.
And giving us extraordinary guests. And
thank you.
And, I mean, even we interviewed the people that were all involved with What the Bleep.
Yes.
And films like that. So you have really been behind some great films.
Thank you very much. You know, at our upcoming GATE events in Los Angeles on February 4th, we are going to be honoring Fritjof and Bernd Capra. Many people know Fritjof through his work, The Tao of Physics, The Turning Point, and other seminal books. And Fritjof's brother, Bernd Capra, is in the film business and directed this movie, Mindwalk, which came out in 1990, and which was the first film that the Visioneering Group promoted. And I hold Mindwalk to be one of the first shining examples of a true transformational film. So we'll be honoring Fritjof and Bernd and Mindwalk at Gate 2 with what we call an Imaginal Award, which is kind of our version of an Oscar or a Grammy Award.
Well, John, let me ask you, what really has inspired you most to leap to the call of humanity?
Well, I'm not sure that I am. I'm just following an inner prompting, which I think all of us have at one time or another, that's irresistible, and that basically, keeps coming at you until you pay attention to it. And it really feels, it's not work, it's play, because I get to be with some of the most extraordinary people. And we can all say that we have extraordinary people in our lives, but the group of people that I work with in Gate and Visioneering are extraordinary in every sense of the breadth and the depth of the word. And I learn from them. We play together, we work together, it's just a very symbiotic relationship, and apparently it's all in service to the higher good of the planet for everybody. And I think more and more people around the world are starting to get that kind of calling or a stirring of that within themselves.
When you go to bed at night, do you have a tablet and a pen next to your bed? I just can imagine all these ideas just popping into your head.
You must have been talking with David, my
no.
business partner.
No.
I actually have... I've replaced the pen and paper for the most part with digital voice recorders. And I have one in my car. I have two or three in my home. I carry one in my pocket. So anytime an idea occurs, it's there to be captured.
Well, I just imagine that you're a channel for so many ideas coming in, and how could one person capture it unless you're writing it down or recording it?
Well, and again, I think, as I communicate with people around the globe these days, so many people are interested in the idea of transforming the world by transforming entertainment and media. So I'm fortunate in that I get to connect with these people from around the globe. And, you sit in awe listening to their ideas, because they have such, miraculous ideas, and they have amazing stories about, their journey. And that's kind of what it's all about. Part of what we're going to focus on at our upcoming Gate events is the notion of transformational story. So that's why we're doing the Gate Transformational Story Conference. And I would like to also recommend to your listeners a book called Inside Story, The Power of the Transformational Arc by Dara Marks. It is an extraordinary book, and I think will impact positively anyone who reads it. But this is, this is the core of our work, is really trying to bring forth new stories that speak to who we are and possibly more importantly, who we want to become.
Mm-hmm. What exactly is transformational entertainment media?
Mm-hmm. At one point, not too long ago, I had a plethora of definitions, heady definitions about what, I thought transformational entertainment media is. I threw that list away because I didn't want the understanding of transformational entertainment media to be exclusively what John says it is. But rather, I think it's up to each individual to find his or her own relationship in terms of a media diet with what they deem to be transformational. Now, certainly, we could say that a movie like What the Bleep Do We Know is transformational. We could say that It's a Wonderful Life is a transformational film, and there are literally thousands of such examples. But what I will say in terms of, you know, what is transformational entertainment media, I understand it this way in kind of a basic foundational sense. Whatever the offering is, if it's a film or a television program, a book, whatever, it has to first and foremost be entertaining. If it's not entertaining, unfortunately, people will not pay attention. The vast majority, I should say, of people will not pay attention. Number two, the story has to be engaging. If it's not engaging, again, people will not pay attention. We somehow have to be able to identify with the storyline, with the characters. If we can't, again, we're going to turn away from it and our attention will go elsewhere. And where the transformational part comes in is both of these values, of being entertaining and the story being engaging must be rooted in wisdom, in universal, holistic, archetypal wisdom. And then the fourth element is the intention of the creator, the intention of the filmmaker, the artist, the author, etc. Their intention most likely springs from some place within themselves that wants to be supportive of an evolving humanity. So when you put those elements together, the intention of the creator, if you will, with that of the storyline being engaging, the entertainment value, and those values being rooted in wisdom, then you begin to develop a sense of what an entertainment or media product is. And of course, this definition is not final, and it is always evolving, and we plan to convene a group of people here in Los Angeles sometime this year to really begin an in-depth exploration of exactly what this genre is, because everyone knows what it is intuitively, but there could be 1,000 understandings or more of what it is in terms of definition.
It looks like deeply rooted. We're talking about really how we captivate. Our heart is captivated before anyone goes anywhere in any direction.
Well, yes, I think you can say that. But I think it probably even transcends that. I think it goes to the core of our being. It goes to consciousness itself.
Yes.
I think when a work of art, and I use that term art in the broadest and deepest sense of it, it really touches our core. And that's when something, a work of art, survives the tests of time, because generation after generation feels the same kind of touching, the same kind of experience by taking that art in. And this also is related to the whole idea of media diet. You know, whatever we experience in the way of you know, films or whatever we read or whatever we hear, a conversation, we metabolize that at some level. And that metabolization, helps spin consciousness, if you will. So it's you know, what our media diet is every bit as important as what our nutritional diet is.
Well, as you were talking, like, a program came to my mind was Oprah's show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
She came from the heart, and she really was opening doors.
Absolutely.
Do you have any
and
other...
And she still is.
You know,
she still is. I mean, OWN is a very great experiment, and I have every expectation that with Oprah behind it will succeed. And I know that her intention is to continue to share wisdom with the world, and she's doing that in the various ways that she does it.
Do you have any other examples?
In terms of television?
Television, movies, film?
Well, yeah, I mean, we could talk, if we talk about more recent kinds of films. I remember the Robin Williams film, What Dreams May Come, and there's What the Bleep, and there's a film called Lifted, and Tom Shadyac's film, I Am, and Powder, and Phenomenon, and, you know, the list kind of goes on and on. You know, it's not that Hollywood doesn't offer transformational content. It does. What we say at Gate is, look, we're not against Hollywood in any way, shape, or form. Quite the contrary. We're not asking Hollywood to change, per se. Rather, we're asking them to give people more options, give them alternatives, free up some money to greenlight more projects that speak to this audience called the cultural creatives, or the body-mind-spirit audience. And, you know, the Hollywood companies will discover that it is an economically powerful audience and that this kind of content can be profitable. We're asking them to try something they've never tried before. There is a thought form that has been evolving over the decades called Hollywood that has very set and very definitive notions about, you know, what people like and what people don't like, and that's the subject of another interview perhaps. But the bottom line is, we know there's this audience, the cultural creatives, who number in the tens of millions worldwide, who are hungry for transformational content. And that's why we have a petition on our website called The Audience is Ready, that we ask people to sign, that when we reach 1 million signatures, we will present it to showrunners and producers and directors and other content creators and ask them to please consider offering more content. Because we also believe that the entertainment media businesses, certainly they have an economic imperative, as they should have, but they also have a role and a responsibility to help foster personal, social, and global transformation.
What were the steps that prompted you to be behind this movement? I don't know if I'm using the right word. I'm saying movement, but
it is a movement. I think there are many movements these days, and they're all interconnected and interrelated at some ground level, some root level. It was, you know, it began as a thought form back in 1979. Ned Beatty, who's an actor, gave me my first real job in Hollywood. And at that time, he was practicing transcendental meditation, as was I. And we formed a little organization called the Council, don't laugh at the title, the Council for the Enlightenment of the Entertainment Industry. And it was a very lofty mission. And our mission was basically to teach meditation to people in the entertainment business. And I suppose that we could say, you know, that was 30 years ago, but I believe it was, you know, one level of the chronology of the development of Gate. But, you know, probably about 10 years ago or so, the thought kept coming, you know, to form this kind of an organization, and then the name presented itself to me, and I thought, okay, this is interesting. And it just so happened that I was working with Eckhart Tolle at the time. And when I had a meeting with Eckhart, I shared the idea with him, and he liked it, and he encouraged me to do it. And at that time, I asked him, you know, if I did it, would he consider presenting at it? And he said yes. So with that, I then went to Jim Carrey, who's a friend, and asked him, you know, that, you know, I explained the idea to him. He, of course, instantly got it. And I asked him if he would co-host it with me, and he said certainly. So I thought, well, with Jim and Eckhart, you know, it's a show. So we planned our first event, and, you know, funnily enough, in you know, back in 2009, many people around us said, look, you know, actually CAA, which is a large talent agency, said, you know, you can use our auditorium, which seats about 200 people. And, you know, I said, it's not big enough. And everybody around me said, are you kidding? If we can find, you know, 200 transformationally oriented people in the entertainment business, we'll be doing really well. But I didn't believe that, because the core of the entertainment business is creativity. And creativity, in one sense, is synonymous with consciousness. so I held out, and again, thanks to Jim, we secured the Zanuck Theater on the Fox Studios lot. We held our first event. We filled 500 seats, and we turned almost 1,600 people away.
Wow.
So I think it was a great success.
Well, I watched the film that was behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
and that was very interesting, especially you holding it together. I thought you were so gracious to everyone that came up to you, and I could just feel your body thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. But all along, you were very gracious to everyone that introduced themselves to you or old friends.
Oh, thank you.
And
I have to tell you, probably I kind of feel a little misty-eyed when I speak about this, but probably the greatest benefit that I have personally derived from my involvement with GATE is a stronger and growing sense of humility and gratitude. And every day, those experiences are my companions. And I think it has to do with the nature of the work. And I think anytime someone finds, to use a Buddhist term, their dharma or their dharmic path, and they follow that, I think it leads to an expansion of, you know, the highest human qualities such as gratitude and humility. And, you know, of course, when you deal, like I'll come back to the core team at GATE, which we refer to as the GATE Leadership Circle. When you deal with people of this caliber of consciousness, you know, you can't help but feel anything but gratitude and humility.
Well, it's truly magical. And
yeah.
I would say that you're really lucky to be in the center of it all. I mean, just all the experiences that you and gifts that you're receiving.
Yes. I count those lucky stars every day.
Now, what came up? I mean, go ahead.
I would say, John, you know, as we kind of debate what you've accomplished and what you've done, you talked about a story, the theater as temple.
Yes.
Would you share that with our listeners?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, it was an early dawning of the notion of transformational entertainment and media. And it just so happened that it was when the movie Mindwalk came out, and I was conducting a screening of the film. I think it might have been in San Francisco, but I'm not sure. And the movie started, and I usually wait about 5 minutes or so into the movie before I leave to make sure the sound is right and that people are comfortable. And but this time I stayed a little longer, and as I stayed, and I was sitting in the back, I began to feel that there was something happening beyond the senses in the theater. It felt to me as if there was a kind of coherence, a kind of orderliness, a rapt attention, a focused attention. And I think, you know, if we think in terms of Eckhart Tolle's teachings, it was the power of the moment, the power of now. It was occurring. And I began to feel as if the theater itself was a temple of experience and understanding, of knowledge. And that was a very important experience for me because it kind of, I won't say it started my thinking because I had already been thinking along these lines, but it certainly took it to a new and interesting space. And it was a space in which I felt the interconnectedness of everybody in the theater and felt that, wow, films and other forms of art, media, entertainment have a powerful effect on uniting people, on catalyzing people to, you know, be together at a really fundamental level, kind of a ground state of consciousness. So, yeah, powerful experience.
That reminds me of what Jim Carrey said. He said when he's at a baseball game or a concert, he's the one. He's with the vendors. He's with the enthusiasm. And he said even the drug dealers out on the corner, he's there.
Yes. You know, I want to say, you know, this isn't something Jim would say about himself. I find Jim to be a very present, caring, open, loving being. There is a side to Jim that is very much a spiritual teacher. Not intending to be, it's just, you know, all of his life experiences have brought him to a particular place of understanding that, you know, is very profound. And at one point he had read a couple of chapters out of a book he's writing to Eckhart and myself, and I was amazed at the, not that Jim was a deep person, but the clarity with which he expressed himself. And recently, for some time, Jim has been into art, painting, fine art. And he had his very first showing in Palm Desert, California, maybe, I don't know, 2 months ago, and I attended the show. And his work is astonishingly sublime. It is, and there were probably maybe 300-400 people there that night, and everyone was amazed that, you know, this person who's exhibited such talent on screen has this incredible reservoir of creativity remaining for painting. So he's a remarkable individual.
Wow. What surprises came about from your 2009 event, besides all the people that showed? I mean, that's a big surprise.
You know, I'm sure there were. I was kind of stunned at that point that it actually happened, because there was a lot of adversity that we had to experience in so many ways. I mean, there was a lot of negativity, you know, directed our way from many different quarters. And, the fact that it happened, the fact that people from around the world responded, the fact that it actually was a powerful enough vision and mission to attract extremely talented people to come to support GATE, that probably the totality of the experience was the surprise. I don't think there was a particular, you know, small instance, but rather the totality, everything taken as a whole, really kind of knocked me out.
So during this event, you laid out ideas, and did people give back ideas during the event, or how did that work?
You know, actually, the first event wasn't so much an exchange of ideas as it was an exchange of energy. I think that what we were really doing that night, one of the presenters put it in a very appropriate way, and I'll have to paraphrase it somewhat, but he said, you know, tonight we've given a name to a movement that's already happening. And it begins with energy. And I will also tell you this, that it truly was kind of a metaphysical event. There were several people that I had asked to sit in a small room near the venue itself, and I asked them to meditate, and they basically meditated for hours and hours. And their mantra was, transformational entertainment comes to the heart of Hollywood. And it was the idea that what we were doing was energetically catalyzing on the Fox Studios lot the birthplace, or a birthplace, I should say, for or of transformational entertainment. So I think it was more of an energetic happening than it was an exchange of ideas. Since that time, since June of 2009, the past 2 years, we've really been working on ideas, which, you know, are the mission of GATE, which is education, connection and collaboration, and advocacy, and others. But I thank you for bringing that question up, because, looking at this, it truly was an exchange of energy and the power of energy birthing itself in the world more than a particular idea.
Well, that location will never be the same.
Well, you know, it's funny because that night, you know, when we do events, usually when under my, you know, when I'm wearing my public relations cap, I make it a point to meet the security guards because they're good people to know at events. And so I went up and introduced myself to the security guards on the Fox lot. And after the event was over, one of the security guards came up to me and he said, you know, we have big events here on the lot every night. And they're star-studded, all kinds of celebrities and photographers and all of that. But we've never had an event like what we experienced tonight. And he then said, will you come back tomorrow and do this event again? And he gave me a hug.
Oh,
wow.
I just got a chill on that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now, you said there's a smaller core of people that you work with.
Yes.
So they're a part of planning your February event?
Oh, absolutely. They are the key. We have about 22 people right now who form what we call the GATE Leadership Circle. And these are the people who are selflessly volunteering their time, their energy, their creativity, their talents, and other resources to help move GATE forward in the world. And it's an ever-widening circle. People can apply to become a member of the GATE Leadership Circle. And so I think we have probably 3 or 4 or 5 new people who will be joining us soon. But these are the core people who are really helping birth GATE in the world. And every single one of them is extraordinary in their own right. And together, they are an immovable force.
Now, it's interesting that you calling your conference a Transformational Story Conference.
Yes.
Story has been a core of cultures from the beginning of time.
Yes.
And I just think it's remarkable that you've touched that because it's so important to all cultures. And
well, absolutely. And you know, we of course are not the first to do that. So many people, you know, Joseph Campbell comes to mind immediately, and Jean Houston, who is one of our presenters. And of course, these days, many people are talking in terms of story, the stories that we tell ourselves, the stories that define who we are as a human species and our particular various cultures on Earth. I think what most people, like, you know, Barbara Marx Hubbard and Eckhart and so many others, I wish I could name all of them, are doing is helping us redefine who we are, helping us develop new stories to tell, stories that are healthier, that are more expansive, that embody archetypal, holistic, universal understandings and of who we are at our core and who we want to become, bringing that core into the world. So story, in a general sense, is just undergoing transformation itself on the planet Earth today. And I'm told there are over 1 million groups or organizations who are doing work in the world for the benefit of the world, for the benefit of everybody. And that's quite a story.
Well, I'm involved with Barbara Marx Hubbard's group in mm-hmm. SHIFT, and
yes.
They're doing something similar.
Yes.
So is this story conference good for anyone to...
Yes, it is, because... And another great question. It is, because every day we tell stories about ourselves, about others, about the world. So, you know, really starting to get a handle on what story is, what are the laws of story, specifically what are the laws of transformational storytelling, what are the mechanics of that process, how can people employ story to benefit themselves and others and the world. So, yes, the GATE Transformational Story Conference is for anyone, and that happens during the day. And then that evening, we do what we're calling it GATE 2. The inaugural event was GATE 1. This event will be Gate 2, and then in October we will do Gate 3 and so on and so forth.
So you're gathering as you go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It feels like a snowball going down the hill. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, it does. And, you know, we've had people from more than 70 countries now contact us and say, you know, we want to join you, or we'd like to establish chapters in our countries. And I just came back from Europe a couple of days ago, and while I was in Europe, I met with some people who want to establish gate chapters in their particular countries. So, we want to more firmly establish ourselves here in the United States, but I hope maybe before the end of this year or early next year, we will begin moving out more internationally to justify our name, of course.
Well, I think 2012 sounds like the year of community.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. I'm sure you have the same experience that more and more people are wanting to play together. Many people have been, you know, solo entrepreneurs for, you know, a long time, and now I hear many people saying, you know, I want to work with somebody else or with other people. I want to be a part of a tribe, of a group. And I think it's the natural movement of evolution that is bringing us together again in smaller groups and larger groups. And it's very exciting to watch that unfold.
Well, everyone has a different gift to throw into the pot.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, a way to open dialogue in every direction. And what better way to get organized to support change and communication.
Exactly. And, you know, when I was having a conversation about this recently with a group of folks, and, you know, we were looking at the power of religion, of business, of government, of education to facilitate change. And of course, all of these entities do foster change in some way, shape, or form, but none have really succeeded in informing us about who we are in the deepest sense of the word and helping us to come into a deeper relationship with our humanity. None have really done that. Certainly, you know, one can make a case and say, yes, education, yes, religion, has had some measure of success in that area. But by and large, the world is still as it is today. I feel like the one remaining infrastructure that has the possibility of really helping facilitate our collective transformation is the entertainment and media infrastructure. It can get wisdom messages out into the world faster than any of those other structures now. And fortunately, you know, GATE is a trade organization. That is to say, it's for people in the entertainment and media business, professionals. And we want to catalyze those folks so that they will begin developing new projects, new content that, again, speaks to who we are and who we want to become, and helps bring, you know, our belief is that it will help facilitate personal, social, and global transformation.
Well, it looks like it also bring, you know, a greater flexibility. There's not that stiff regulating aspects of some organizations. You bypass that, and it's opening, and it's bringing fresh air to many areas that have been stale, you know.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a very astute observation. And as I meet with filmmakers and artists and authors and musicians, so many of them are ready to take on that challenge and to breathe new life into their, you know, their existing art form, and to use it, well, they want to use it for the purpose of helping people. So, it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone had never been an author before and they have a book in their back pocket they've been wanting to get out there, would this be a good conference for them to go to?
Yes. I think anyone who has more than just a passing interest in the arts, entertainment, and media, this is a good conference to attend, because all of the presenters, you know, even Fred Allen Wolf, whom I know you know, you know, for those of your audience who may not know him, he's a quantum physicist. He was in What the Bleep and The Secret and such, and has written many, many books. He's going to be speaking about how the artist creates the universe. Don Miguel Ruiz will be talking about the four agreements in the context of entertainment and media. So everybody will be looking at their, you know, their particular, will be taking or sharing their particular expertise, but in the context of entertainment and media. So I think it will give a new perspective, and therefore I think would be valuable to anyone who has more than a passing interest in the arts and entertainment and media.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a transformational event.
Absolutely. And by the way, I realize you guys are a distance from Los Angeles, but I will say to you now, if you'd like to give away a couple tickets to your listeners, I'd be happy to provide a pair for two people to attend. They'll have to be responsible for their own airfare and hotel and meals, but we can at least comp them with tickets to the event.
Oh, thank you so much for your generosity.
And, of course, both of you are invited, too.
Wow. Well, at the end of our show, we'll give out our phone number, and if anybody's interested, they can call. And the first person that calls, they can have the tickets. Great.
Sounds good.
So, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about?
Well, you know, I referred to the Imaginal Awards before. And if you'll allow me, I'll speak for a moment about the Imaginal Awards and about the Gate Seal. What we're trying to do is legitimize this genre of transformational entertainment. So two things that we're doing to facilitate that is we've created a seal. It's kind of like a Good Housekeeping seal of approval or the Green Seal, but we call it the Gate Seal. And we are going to begin awarding it to, you know, any form of entertainment or media content that is transformational in its nature. There will be a process for that, an editorial process, and people will be able to submit or recommend works for consideration on our website sometime after February 4th. And the purpose of that seal is again, to help people identify transformational content who may not be familiar with it. And then what will happen is at a certain point in time, all of those media and entertainment content that have been submitted to us, they will qualify for Imaginal Award consideration. And again, an Imaginal Award is our version of an Oscar or a Grammy Award. And for those who may not know the term Imaginal, apparently there are these cells called Imaginal Cells. So when a caterpillar dissolves, what remains are Imaginal Cells, and apparently it is from the Imaginal Cells that the butterfly takes its existence, its form. So we are going to be doing the Imaginal Awards once a year. It'll begin in February 2013 here in Los Angeles during Entertainment Award season. So we're going to be in there around the same time as the Grammys and the Oscars and the SAG Awards and such. And this award will be to honor, you know, the best in transformational content in arts, media, and entertainment. So I'm really excited about that, and perhaps some of your listeners will want to participate in that by submitting or recommending content. The other thing that I'm very excited about is we are going to be exhibiting some of Jim Carrey's art at the Gate event. And we're also going to be exhibiting some of John Lennon's art at the event. So being a John Lennon fan that I am, I'm very excited about that.
Oh, wow. That is exciting.
Yeah.
And then Eckhart Tolle is going to
yes.
be speaking.
Yes,
at the
he
event.
Will be speaking at the event. We're still considering, you know, his topics. At one point, and I don't hold me to this because I don't know that he will actually do this, but he and I had discussed him talking about the history of transformational entertainment, and he would take us back to the time of the Greeks and start there and talk about, you know, how the Greeks employed transformational entertainment at that time, which I think would be, you know, from his perspective, I think it would be fascinating to hear.
Oh, yes, because that's in all cultures. I mean,
yeah.
Native American. When
yes.
I went to Bali, they had the puppets, you know.
Yep.
So that would be, I think, a great topic.
Absolutely.
Now, is there a website where people can go and
yes.
check out?
Yep. The website for GATE is gatecommunity.org, G-A-T-E. gatecommunity.org.
And can people buy tickets for your event there?
They can, yeah. There's a pop-up page when you first go to the website, and you can just click on it, and it will take you to the purchase tickets page. Or you can just close that if you just want to explore more about what GATE is, who some of the people are who are involved with it, some of its initiatives. They can sign the petition, the audience is ready petition, and so forth.
Now, John, I question, with all that you're doing, is there a chance that you have a special book that you'll be writing in the future?
Well, I have started a book. It is called Transforming the World by Transforming Entertainment and Media. And it is a collection of observations, but also interviews with well-known people in the entertainment and media business who themselves personally share an interest in transformation. And I won't drop any names at this point, but there are some really big names that we've contacted, and several of them have agreed to be interviewed. And they will talk about what you know transformation means to them, what the relationship between their personal transformation and entertainment and media is, and other aligned topics. So I started that, and I also have a radio show in the works called Inside Entertainment, Conversations with the Hearts of Hollywood. And it will specifically focus on the exploration of transformation in the personal lives of key people, not only from the creative side, but from the business side of Hollywood. And Hollywood, of course, in the broadest and deepest sense, not just a geographical location, but meaning the entertainment and media business.
When is that starting?
You know, we postponed it just because of everything that's going on. We're going to revisit a start date after February 4th. It'll be sometime this year. I just don't have an exact date yet.
And you're going to be the host?
I am going to be the host, but I'm going to spread it out amongst a few people. My business partner, David Langer, whom I know both of you know, and there are a couple of other people who will check in with, like, movie reviews, music reviews, sort of op-ed pieces and commentaries and what have you. It'll be kind of a, if you think of this in terms of a magazine format show, it'll be like that, so it won't just be, you know, you won't have to listen to John for a whole hour. You'll hear a variety of people on a variety of topics and subjects.
Wow, your plate is really full.
I was going to say, do you ever sleep?
Yeah.
Until recently, I was sleeping about 4 hours a night. Since coming back from Europe, I plan to change, and I want to try to get at least six.
Yeah, I think your body might need it.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's just, I mean, you have a plate full and more, and And thank goodness you have some great people behind you.
Absolutely. But, you know, don't you find it even in your own lives to be true these days? There's just so much to do. There's so much calling out to you to, you know, to there's so many things to do personally, but even professionally, there's just so many exciting possibilities. And, you know, again, people coming together in teams, you know, to just create new waves of progress for themselves and for the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's exciting is being able to support someone else, you know, just bringing forth their energies to support the planet and in transformation. And, you know, Paula and I get so excited when this pops into our lives, and, you know, it keeps us awake too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you guys are pioneers. You have been doing transformational media. And, you know, as I talk to, you know, talk with other radio show hosts and publishers and editors at magazines of a sort of a consciousness or body, mind, spirit orientation, I remind all of them that they are pioneers and they have been creating the genre of transformational entertainment media for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years or more. We've just never really labeled it. We've never recognized it as a business model, as a growing industry, as part of an infrastructure that can shift the world in really positive ways and does. And now what we want to do is try to help Hollywood as a business understand that there is this infrastructure already existing of hundreds and hundreds of radio shows and print media that support this shift that's taking place on the planet, and that there are bookstores and spas and ecological or green stores, and of course nutritional stores like Whole Foods, and they're even in the field of investment. You have investment brokers who specialize in socially responsible investments, and there are people who are trying to bring spirituality into business. You know, on every level, there are people of consciousness who've woken up in one sense or another and are attempting to bring what is inside of them into the workspace, into their daily lives. And this is, you know, something that my mantra these days is integrate and mobilize, integrate and mobilize. Try to bring all of these pieces together to create a truly economically viable market so that Hollywood and other the businesses will take it seriously and begin to, you know, put more dollars behind it. It's really important, I think.
Well, I've always called us the silent majority.
Yeah.
So there's more of us out there than since
but
we started our.
But maybe not so silent anymore, thanks to the Occupy movement.
That's true.
Yeah. When the Tea Party first came out, I started calling for an herbal tea party, a counterpart to it, that was made up of more progressive-leaning people. And I think the Occupy movement, you know, to a great extent, could be understood as being sort of our answer to the Tea Party.
Yeah, I had a friend that wanted to start the coffee party. But
yeah, we need more caffeine.
Well, we want to remind everybody to hop onto your website, gatecommunity.org.
Yes, gatecommunity.org.
And now, this is another thing. Have you started a blog?
Yes. Yes, that can be found, although I haven't been blogging regularly, and I have to start, you know, ASAP doing that, and it's one of my, It's one of my New Year's resolutions. A modest one, but the blog can be found on our website. If you just go to gatecommunity.org, there's a link there to our blog, and I think the most recent posting I did before I left for Europe, and it's about the upcoming Gate events on February 4th.
I just, you know, we still have another 5 minutes, but you know what? I just would like to have a clear enunciation of your last name.
Yes, Rotz. Just long A's.
Yes, I asked, I had John on the phone just before, and I said, I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said, oh, thank you. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, many people see the double A's and they say John Rotz. But they're long A's, they're European. The pronunciation is more European, so it's Ra, the long A's. But I'm sure your listeners don't care about that. So.
Well, as long as they learn more about the gate community, I mean.
That's the thing. That's yes. the thing. And, you know, and I would ask each and every one of your listeners to look at their media diets, become conscious of their media diets. Where do they get their news from? How much time do they spend in front of the television? And even if it is, you know, an inordinate amount of time, what are they watching? What films do they frequent? You know, what about the conversations they're having? Who are they having them with? And how deep are they? And, you know, how present are we when we're having our conversations? And do they look to arts, entertainment, media to expand their understanding of what it means to be human and what life is about? You know, art, entertainment, media can really open such new vistas for us in that regard. So I'm always looking for new experiences, you know, related to art, entertainment, and media. So if there's a poetry slam or reading, if there's a new art exhibit, if there's a stage play, anything like this aside from films and TV and concerts, it's really good to look at that and to, you know, think about how it impacts our physiology and our psychology.
Well, you know, sometimes the embrace of music brings a chi, a goosebumps throughout
mm-hmm.
the body.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it is, you know, the same when we hear you speak and others speak that are so alive with life and can bring that to ignite others. And
well,
there is nothing like it, you know?
There is nothing like it. I mean, you know, I you know, when I'm listening to someone, like Eckhart, for example, I mean, I love Eckhart's teachings. And I mean, I feel that. I feel that vitality of consciousness. And I was recently at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, and I sat in front of, you know, some of his work, and I just felt this thrill of consciousness, you know, kind of vibrating throughout my whole being, because there was something timeless about his work. I was at a concert last night with a young up-and-coming artist named Eric Lumiere, and who performed at the Hotel Cafe here in Los Angeles, and I could barely sit in my chair. I loved his music so much, and I just wanted to, like, get up and scream to the world, pay attention to this young man. So, yeah, I mean, you know, arts, entertainment, media is a powerful force in helping to, you know, move us into deeper relationship with life. And that's what we advocate at GATE.
Well, John, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today. And we thank you so much.
Thank you. I really, really, really appreciate you giving us this opportunity. And again, you're both welcome to attend GATE as our guests. And I appreciate so much your support of what we're doing.
Well,
great.
You're quite welcome, for sure.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well,
Paula, we just need
yes.
to let people know that they need to call the station. We're giving away 2 tickets to the GATE event. And if the number to call here in the studio would be 408-260-2999.
But they have
831-260-2999. And
they have to know that it's in Beverly Hills, and they would have to...
Oh, I'm sorry, 831-255-2999.
And this event's in Beverly Hills, so if you are interested, you need to know you have to have your way down there and probably stay overnight.
Yeah. Okay. Blessings, right, everybody, and we'll be back next week with another great program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.